All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with my special guest, Ms. Bev Conklin, BC.
That's me.
Welcome.
Thanks, Matt.
Such a pleasure talking to you. We did a whole show before I even hit record, so some of these stories are going to be repeats, but it's a pleasure meeting with you, and I'm grateful that you took time to... I know you're busy today. You even have a show coming up in a couple hours, right?
We do. We have a huge Labor Day jam coming up. 7-hour gig, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Other bands with you?
Charlie Brown's Notorious Crew. They're going to rotate with us. So.
For 7 hours.
For 7 hours. 4 to 11. Yeah. He's a young man in an older, nice body. That guy had a heart attack.
Ah.
And he had... the drive to bring himself to health. So at 60, he was in the morning call. He won some type of bodybuilding contest. I'm like, is that Charlie Brown with that six-pack on and that rack on his chest? I'm like, whoa! So, you know, Charlie Brown's, he loves to flaunt that with the girls when he sings, and they just go crazy. So, yeah. Yeah, so he's got himself a band, and he's just rocking and rolling, and we've just known each other for so long, and like all the area musicians, but
yeah,
it was his concept to do today, so I'm like, well, buddy, you're going to open, and you're going to close, and we're just going to do our jam in the middle, because we know people are going to come to jam, we'll just do that, so, yeah.
Where did it all begin for you? Let's go back.
Where did this all begin? Wow. Well... I was interviewing at St. Luke's Hospital. I was leaving my career as a director in central Pennsylvania. I had graduated from Penn State, got my master's, was going to go to law school, and had a child, and things just got chaotic and didn't work out for many, many reasons, and I decided I'm going to leave that industry, and I was interviewing all in the tri-state area and ended up at St. Luke's. I would have trained, I wouldn't do the training, but I was going to work for the head of the department for all training, whether it was community, the lay staff, the physicians, and it would have been my job to find the facilities, work with the marketing and promotion. I thought, whoa, how exciting. I was 29 years old. Wow. And I'm like... perfect. It would have been an assistant vice president's job. But that was in 1989, 90s, right around that area. And believe it or not, St. Luke's did not have any black people in the upper echelon. They didn't have any women. So I had a double whammy there. And it was myself and two other guys, college grads. And this is what I did. I was a director in a human service agency. I did plenty of training. I did all staff development. And, you know, when the Arrow Shirt Factory shut down in Lewistown, Pennsylvania, that's where I got my interviewing experience. Because I interviewed, had to be over 300 people. The stacks were just incredible. And to be interviewing people who... I'd be in the middle of an interview and get distracted because I said, is that a hole in your finger from a needle? Yes, ma'am. Or this guy would have like a finger that was shaped in like an S. Oh, yes, ma'am. It got caught in a press. And I'm like, oh, God, you know, like, ow, you know. But that was an industry, and those were some of the consequences of their trade, but that was their livelihood. And
I did that a little bit myself. I interviewed people... down in Texas. I was in Mission, Texas for a week interviewing people, and it's amazing how much you learn in a brief amount of time, 15 or 20 minutes, sometimes less, talking to somebody, where down there, it's a lot of migrant workers.
Yeah.
So, you know, an air-conditioned call center to them was just like, you mean I'm going to be, you know, in an inside environment? Well, what do you do? What do you do for a living? Well, my family and I travel the cucumber harvest. Right,
right. Like, right.
Or one guy told me, one kid told me, oh, last year I was a fire watcher, and I said, what's that? And he said, oh, well, I worked in a garbage dump, and there were guys above me welding, and I would, and as their sparks would come down, it was my job to put out any fires in the garbage. That I'm like, oh, my God, people have it hard. You know, there's
that's
jobs,
all they know.
Dangerous jobs out there.
Like,
yeah.
You can't choose your family. That's all you know, and you don't, I'm going to be an air